The New South Wales government has launched an appeal against a decision that ruled 15 Sydney City strip clubs and live music venues would be exempt from the state's lockout laws. The court's decision late last week followed a legal challenge brought by the Smoking Panda Bar at the Coronation Hotel in Sydney's CBD. The New South Wales government is expected to receive a review at the end of August on the controversial laws that were introduced in 2014 after a spate of fatal one-punch attacks. Shannon Haritos has this report.
Sydney's nightlife has severely declined since the introduction of the lockout laws in 2014. But late last week, a New South Wales Supreme Court ruling gave hope to at least 15 venues. The landmark decision ruled in favour of the Smoking Panda Bar in the Coronation Hotel in Sydney's CBD, which has been trading as a late-night venue despite the introduction of the lockouts. The venue has been legally allowed to trade due to its status as a tourism accommodation establishment, which means that the bar was intended to be used by guests of the accommodation facilities. But recently, the Office of Liquor, Gaming and Racing went undercover, cracking down on these businesses and declared the bar subject to the lockout laws. The Smoking Panda Bar challenged this decision in court and won. A spokesperson from the New South Wales Office of Liquor, Gaming and Racing released a statement today on the decision.
The New South Wales Supreme Court has invalidated a decision by the New South Wales Department of Justice to declare the Coronation Hotel's Smoking Panda Bar as subject to the lockout and 3 a.m. cease service laws. The New South Wales government has launched an appeal against the decision. The decision was based on a technical legal argument in relation to the power of the Secretary of the New South Wales Department of Justice to declare a venue to be subject to the lockout and 3 a.m. cease service laws.
Since the Supreme Court decision, social media has been awash with reports that the city is again open, but venues are cautious. Tyson Coe from the advocacy group Keep Sydney Open explains.
Some of the venues are taking the advisement of their legal teams at the moment just to see if they can indeed trade, because they obviously don't want to fall foul of any compliance officers that might be roaming about.
The New South Wales State Government is currently appealing the Supreme Court decision and has referred the case to the Callanan Review for consideration. But Tyson Coe says if the decision is upheld, there could be all sorts of financial implications.
The important thing to remember is that these laws were rushed through almost overnight, and so it would be very understandable if there were some loopholes in the legislation that the government didn't really take notice of. So the problem is that if these venues were actually found to be exempt from the lockouts this whole time and they've been trading on reduced hours over the last 2 years, it essentially means that the government's liable to potentially pay compensation to the tune of whatever that lost revenue was added up over a two-year period.
Despite the strong opposition from businesses, advocacy groups such as Keep Sydney Open, and mass public protests since the laws were invoked, a number of polls have been released stating that young people are in favour of the lockout laws. Tyson Coe says it's not quite that simple.
There's a number of reasons how it could be flawed. Everything from polling method to the options that were available to the people voting. I believe it was just yes or no, as opposed to offering more nuanced options. So say, for example, would you be in favour of removing the lockout laws if we were to implement other successful measures such as better transport and policing? I don't believe that was offered. You know, and that's where the conversation should be at. That's where it has moved over the last 2 years. Even the government have been consulting groups such as Keep Sydney Open to try and find a bit more nuance to how they approach nightlife. And so this poll coming in out of nowhere to try and create this false dichotomy, I think, is really irresponsible and also quite deceptive as well.
The lockout laws in Sydney continue to apply to the majority of venues in the CBD and King's Cross. And as the appeal is currently awaiting a hearing, the New South Wales State Government has refused to release the names of the 15 exempt venues. It's up to the public to find them and catch them all.
That report by Shannon Haritos. The Smoking Panda Bar were contacted for comment on the case, but declined to comment.